Medical Center, Irene Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket, red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary
Medical
embolus.
Center, ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, staff.
Hi there. How are you? Hello. Hi, this is Dr. Horowitz. I'm on the air. John, are you there today?
It seems that we may have some trouble with John.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay.
You're on the air, Dr. Horowitz, if you want to just introduce your topics for the day. I'm gonna kick John out of the call and try calling him back so we can get him on.
Oh, okay, for sure. Thanks a lot. Well, welcome to John Moore's show. I appreciate the opportunity to be here every week with John. Thursday mornings, 9 o'clock East Coast time, I join John, and we actually have been doing more to awaken civilization to the risks of COVID vaccinations than anyone. And it's been an honor and a privilege for me to do that. I want to let people know, and I don't know whether John has actually posted it. I requested John post my latest video. It's a 23-minute overview. It's called Top 10 Lab Leak Lies and Liars. It's a video that's an excellent presentation that it's got pointed, express facts as well as evidence, including the scientific reports upon which my conclusions are based. And the conclusions are based on the full measure of understanding of what's taking place as we are being moved into World War III. What triggered me to do this was Tucker Carlson's show the other night, where he drew his own conclusion that it's about communism. This whole matter is about communism and the commercial operations that... Hey, do we have John yet?
I'm here.
Hey, John, welcome. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to your show.
It's Skype sometimes plays some games with us. Anyway, good morning, Dr. Horowitz.
Good morning, John. Yeah, I was just filling in a little bit, and I was just sharing about the video that I sent you. Hopefully, I don't know whether you posted it or not.
I did. I sent you an email to let you know I got it to my webmaster. So it should be in my COVID panel. I haven't checked to see if it is, but it's supposed to be there.
Wonderful. And I'm asking everyone to not just view it, but to please share it, because I am being heavily, heavily censored. That video I sent you, to my knowledge, BitChute refused to publish it, as well as YouTube refused to publish it. And so I'm hoping to get it out, because it actually goes into a full measure of the facts and the truth that we have to understand. It's not simply about communism. It's about globalization and transhumanization of civilization. It's about the biggest agenda, which is the brain cloud connection. And so the blaming of China, the movements towards World War III, the push for the military operations against Russia and China, all of this is symptoms of the underlying disorder. And the underlying disorder is you have criminal psychopaths, satanically possessed beings who are controlling the World Economic Forum and globalization efforts for the great global reset in order to instill their artificial intelligence, virtual robotic cyborg colony and colonization of civilization. Anyway, there's your introduction, John.
Well, I verified it is, in fact, it's the top of the COVID-19 panel there at thelibertyman.com, 23 minutes, 15 seconds. So you get a lot of information out there in a short period of time. 23 minutes is not going to eat up a lot of a person's day, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Because I realize that people don't even read anymore, pretty much. And even the attention spans, you know, with the media manipulation, the social engineering of the population by mainstream media, the attention spans have dwindled and dwindled. So people don't watch two-hour movies. They don't watch an hour. You've got to get it to them in short pieces. So 23 minutes is not a long time. And if you would kindly, folks, please spread this to every venue, every possible person that you can, because it's really very, very timely and vitally important for, I pray, saving civilization against what we're witnessing.
Right. Something that may help you, Doctor, and help some, may help some others that want to post. I have 21,000 subscribers on YouTube, and what I've determined, or my technician determined on my behalf, you can live stream on YouTube with things that would be censored if you do archive. So when we do, and we've been working now for about 3 months working to get video, and you're going to be my first video guest, but we will live stream on YouTube, but not even attempt to archive on YouTube. The being pulled off the archives is a matter of AI. Human beings aren't even involved. So that's one way we're going to get to a larger audience and avoid the censorship of YouTube there, Doctor.
Well, that's good information, John. Any collaboration that we could advance would be really welcome. This is incredible. I know this is absolutely insane. I have, as of 2 years ago, 35,000 subscribers to Healthy World News. Since that time, I've easily 5,000 more have sent requests to receive what I had going out, which was a monthly newsletter. I have been suppressed, censored completely. Six different companies that I paid, MailChimp, Constant Contact, all of these main companies, the major companies, do not permit the truth to get out. The woke initiative, woke agenda, which is, as you'll see in the video, this is cognitive warfare. We are at war. They're literally attacking our brains and our children's brains and all of the everything that we're witnessing unfolding at this time, all the insanity that you and I have been talking about and just incredulous about, it has been a agenda. This is all plotted out in order to cause helter-skelter so that they could have what's on the U.S. dollar bill, Nova Ordo Seclorum, new order, new world order out of managed chaos. And that's pretty much takes into affect everything, all of the symptoms that we're witnessing, including this issue of COVID and poisonous vaccinations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment for Dr. Horowitz? This is your chance to call in at 512-248-8252. Doctor, do you have any updates on remodeling your home devastated by the hurricane, sir?
Yeah, I just spent 2 days. I'm sore, John. I feel like I've been through a football game, tackle football, that is. The back fence, which was totally devastated, I basically have prepared two of the three sides of it. One side is against the house. So I just spent the last 2 days doing the one back side of the torn up fence. And I'll tell you, and then the windows came, delay after delay after delay. I have another delay. They mismeasured two of the six windows that they were supposed to put in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, you know? It's unbelievable.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, Doctor, we're talking briefly the first hour that the Biden administration, despite evidence being presented to the entire world through Tucker Carlson, they continue to try to reinforce and keep saying the same lies over again, don't they, sir?
Right. And, you know, notice with Tucker Carlson, you know, whose segments I very much appreciated to the extent that they have been revelatory. But the fact of the matter is it's divisive. It's still now you see, you know, you even have Republicans against Republicans, Democrats against Republicans, mainstream versus, you know, Fox News or Newsmax. Newsmax isn't even covering the stuff that I think we should be covering and that you and I are covering. I don't know. Is there anyone else, John, out there that you're aware of that is covering what we've been covering?
Offhand, I don't know who that would be offhand. Well, Doug Hagman does a pretty good job, actually. Let's take a call here, Doctor. We got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning. Am I in the air?
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
I didn't hear a beep. Thank you kindly. I'm reading a book called Science for Sale by Dr. David Lewis. He had 30-plus years at EPA as a research microbiologist. Chapter 1 speaks exclusively about his work showing dental handpieces can remain HIV reservoirs unless heat-sterilized. As of the 2014 publishing, only about 25% of dentists practice heat sterilization over autoclave and germicides. And much of his book documents his whistleblower research against biosludge from wastewater treatment plants spread on farms and sold to nurseries. Proverbs 24:11, deliver those who are drawn towards death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. My question, Dr. Horowitz, in light of your research of AIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS, and spike proteins, should dental safety be revisited?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. I think it's important to always recheck what we're doing based on the latest science. In the past, I have not been that concerned. As a matter of fact, I was the top guy in the lecture circuit in dentistry as Henry Schein's professional advisor. Top professional advisor on the lecture circuit, trying to instill faith and trust in both dental and medical clinics that were faced with HIV/AIDS, because the risk of actually seroconverting to HIV from even needle stick injuries is like 1 in 300. So that's very, very low. You can go to Las Vegas and put your money down on a number on a roulette table. One in, what is that, about 1 in 36, and it rarely comes up. So 1 in 300 is very remote. It's a remote risk. So, you know, we risk our lives when we walk across the street today in any urban area. So from a perspective of a dedicated clinician, I always thought that the risk is certainly not high enough in order to stop people from practicing. And if you remember correctly, after the Florida dental AIDS tragedy back in 1990, you had about 10,000 dental hygienists and dentists leave the practice. So the impact on public health of that fear and of that risk, it didn't make sense to me, and I was opposed to it. Your question, however, is very interesting because it's based on latest science. It's based on looking at, as you mentioned, HIV potentially lingering after autoclaving, which is the standard practice. And so whether or not the dentist should be using heat sterilization, I don't think I can comment on because I don't have the latest research that you do. But basically, I'm looking at the context of the question. I think it's off the mark. The main issue is that all of the foolish dentists and the dumb hygienists and assistants who are forced to get vaccinated are shedding the spike protein antigen. Even whether they're masked or not, they're still spreading what they had intended to be delivered by the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines, which is the spike protein gain of function bioweapon that causes immune suppression that the vast majority of which sources from HIV/AIDS research. The way Dr. Fauci's patents read, you can see the connections. And in the video that John's just posted, my video, Top 10 Lab Leak Lies and Liars, that shows you literally Fauci's patents. He's been lying because he has a conflicting interest in this precise field, whereby that spike protein gain of function antigen operates by the doors that are on the cell membranes. The doorway into the cells is the receptor sites, and that's where his patents lie. There's both the CD, the ACE, the ACE enzyme gateway that he has patents in, and the GP120 gateway. So the two gateways that Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines are using, and the gain of function bioweaponization through mutation of the virus in the Wuhan lab, starting with Dr. Barrick's lab, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, then they shipped it over to Wuhan, and that, you know, the bat lady and all the people over in Wuhan who were mutating it and testing it, that's the great risk in the dental offices and in the medical offices and in the public at large, because all of the people that have been vaccinated, in my opinion, based on common sense as well as the science, is they're shedding and spreading the spike protein antigen that is precisely designed for immune suppression, for suppressing human immunity using the AIDS virus technology. And that's the genetics. And that's the, again, part of the most hideously damaging, suppressed information. Jim Jordan, Rand Paul, these guys are not addressing the issue. The issue is what was cited as the, quote, Indian paper. The Indian paper by Prashad Pradhan et al., which says precisely what it is that I'm telling you. That when they did the analysis, the most sophisticated analysis on that spike protein gain of function antigen, they determined that the four major segments of that particular spike protein was from HIV/AIDS. So it's been misnamed. It's not COVID-19 SARS. It is HIV COVID-19 SARS. They've recombined and mutated, hybridized this entity. And that's, in my opinion, if what you're saying is of concern, that HIV is not addressed by autoclaving, then what about sitting in a dental office and being treated by a dentist or a hygienist, or even going to a medical clinic and having a nurse touch you and examine you? And the masks, we know, they're useless virtually. They're not protective, really. And so we're witnessing, in my opinion, a brilliant solution for depopulation. That it occurs to me that everything about nuclear war and World War III and what we're being frightened about right now, in as well as the banks, the challenges to the commercial economic system, the runs on the banks that are being prepared right now, all of this is focused on one thing that everybody is missing in the mainstream media, certainly in Congress, they're missing it. This is about the great global reset and depopulation for transhumanist conversion. So you want to kill people? You want to enslave people, and most profitably? Then do it exactly with this technology, the HIV, AIDS, SARS recombinant, and
then
the vaccination.
We're out of break. Sherman, thank you for calling. I got a follow-up question, Doctor. We'll get back from the break. We'll be right back.
tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect buildings, generators, and vehicles. That's at my website at thelibertyman.com with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He's got maybe 20 or so websites. Busy guy. We give out a few of them just to get you started. Here, the most recent one, at least I think it is, waronwethepeople.net. Then we go to something I listen to every day. I like to have it for background music, 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next place, I go shopping myself, healthyworldstore.com. Then we have revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, based on your previous statement with that first caller, first of all, my belief is that they put the AIDS component in the coronavirus to make it more transmissible. Would that be an accurate assumption, sir?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, now stop, because if I don't stop, you'll keep talking.
That's true.
Now, it's also widely known from the research I've seen that the COVID vaccination, what I call the clot shot, wrecks your immune system by itself. Now, here's my question for you, sir. the combination of the AIDS component in the COVID virus itself and the clot shot wrecking your immune system, is that what makes this thing so devastating?
Yes, exactly right. That's what I've been saying. The immune suppressive component, there's Fauci's patents. The entire field of HIV/AIDS, if you go back and study from the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, where I laid out the government contracts under which these types of viruses were bioengineered, utilizing for the first time the leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, immune suppression complex. It was a complex of cancers that had never been before seen together until HIV/AIDS. That's what they recombined in the labs. And the immune suppressive component was the number one issue that the United States Congress in 1970 appropriated $10 million to produce based on Henry Kissinger's order. It was for immune suppression, and that the Fauci patents that resulted from that research, that's what it's all about. Why immune suppress civilization? Because then people develop opportunistic infections. They get sick. They get tired. They get drugged. They take drugs. And basically then you have a slow but sure kill off for depopulation. And that's what HIV/AIDS has always been, based on what I have had okay. to conclude from the facts.
Okay. Doctor, before we get to our next caller, I did a little experiment. I asked one of our listeners, Deputy Hendricks in Mississippi, to repeat my experiment. At my website, there's a free app. It's Find My Bluetooth app. We're originally designed to help people find a misplaced electronic piece of equipment that transmits a Bluetooth signal and a MAC address. I went to a cemetery on Old Route 66, and I was getting pings from graves, best I could tell. There were homes maybe 100 yards away, occasional passing traffic. So I asked Deputy Hendricks to go to a more remote cemetery with no homes nearby and very few traffic, and he got 7 pings in a cemetery. The next step in this, I'm going to be approaching the former coroner of my county. He was a coroner for 30 years. He runs a funeral home. And, of course, he has access routinely every week to people who are deceased that had the clot shot, and I'll ask him to repeat the experiment. Well, go into a room in a funeral home that has no pings at all, then bring the deceased in there and see if he gets a ping from the deceased individual. I find this to be very scary. How about yourself, Doctor?
So, John, he did get the pings from a deceased body?
Right, in the cemetery. Right. I was getting them too, but I was concerned about random pings from nearby structures where people would have Bluetooth devices. So we need a more controlled environment. That's why I asked Deputy Hendricks to go to a remote area in the country where there would be no electronic devices anywhere nearby.
Well, that's interesting. When you think about it, it challenges this world of graphene. You see, the bioelectronics, what's called the nano-neuro self-assembling bioelectric device that is injected via the vaccinations in the hydrogel. Now, this is the science. This is the very, very well-censored science. What happens is that graphene in and of itself is an energy conductor. So that would lend support for your thesis and what you're discovering, the evidence that you're revealing. It may be possible. See, I've never given it any thought, frankly, but there's two components necessary. One is the graphene and the other is the water in the body.
Right, which together can make an electric charge and transmit a signal. Here's our break. We'll continue to this after the break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, 9 gigabytes of the COVID section of particular interest. Number 7, when you scroll down, I think number 7, maybe number 8 now. A judge forced Pfizer, a court order to release the side effects of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. 9 pages, single-spaced. Unless you're even a healthcare professional, even then you may not recognize even half of what these side effects could be. Scary stuff. And of course, products that will help you, the Liberator Rocket Heater. I'm the Executive Vice President of Liberator Rocket Heaters, a wood-burning stove that has no smoke because it's 99.5% efficient. The time to get ready for next winter is right now, quite frankly. It really is. And of course, the energy cleaner. If you have issues with arthritis pain, sleep issues, keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen carefully to these websites, war and we the people.net. 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, place I go shopping when I need to, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, did you have more to add to your previous statement before the break?
No, John, that 9 pages of side effects from the vaccinations, it's hideous. Unbelievable.
It's really scary. Our next caller is Mike in Chicago. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. And Dr. Horowitz, I have a question about dentistry, too. Next week, I'm going to the dentist. Suppose the dentist determines that I have a cavity, and then I need the Novocaine injection. Do I have to be concerned that they've slipped this mRNA technology into the Novocaine injection and I'm unwittingly infected? I've never had any of these shots before. But have they got it into the Novocaine now?
Not to my knowledge. And gee whiz, that would be just dreadful. But think about what's taking place. Look at the poisoning of the food supply and the water. And so... Mm-hmm. You know, given the fact that they're seemingly now in the last days of pulling out all stops to the globalization and genocidal operations, anything is possible, isn't it? These are one cartel. It's a racketeering enterprise that is Big Pharma, and Big Pharma is deep state, and Big Pharma is the main gateway to them accomplishing depopulation. So, nothing would surprise me anymore. John, what about you?
I don't believe, because it would be irresponsible, because they want to protect their own people to willy-nilly place these things into things without people's knowledge, because they have their own people they want to protect. So I don't believe they're going to be doing that.
Well, that's optimistic.
You know,
the challenge is that, you know, if we're talking about viruses, we're talking about viral particles, we know that, for example, the suppressed Rife technology, frequency dynamics can basically deliver us from that evil. But the reality is that that also is being suppressed. So the people that could be affected this way, I don't know of any group that they've singled out and said, we're going to save these people. You know, I don't know. I'm not as optimistic. Nothing would surprise me anymore.
So is it okay. Better to go like in the movie Marathon Man and just go without the injection when you get a cavity filled?
It'd be one tough hombre to be able to do that without some kind of anesthetic, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
One other follow-up thing. I know, John, you follow Cliff High, you know, quite closely. I do, too. He had a Substack the other day, and as he opened, it was just kind of like in passing. I don't know if you noticed it or not. He mentioned Natokinase, which is... comes from Japan, and he mentioned that it might have some efficacious or benefit in getting rid of the spike protein. I did a little bit of looking on the computer, and I guess it thins the blood and it gets rid of blood clots. It might be something be interested in, because Cliff High seems to be ahead of everybody. I take the Chaga. He talked about that years ago. I take the C60. He seems like he's brilliant. You know, I really think highly of him. It's something you might look into. Just as an Natokinase, but he just mentioned it in passing. It might be of some interest.
You know, I would just interject that the antidote, that's the quote, antidote, according to the Chinese investigators, to graphene. And that's the principal issue that you're talking about, and John's been mentioning with regard to the blood clotting and the bioelectronics, the radiation that's taking place. This is humic acid, humus, and fulvic acid. And so years ago when I came out with Zeolove, and that's still on healthyworldstore.com, is Zeolove. It's an excellent detoxification product with zeolite, which is a chelator, cleans the blood, but also it has the humic soil-based component, which is excellent for kind of like discharging this graphene complex.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Doctor, we got an extra half hour this morning if you got time to join us, sir.
Sure, John. Thanks for the invite.
Okay. Okay. With all the public exposure, you know, Cliff High was mentioned a moment ago. Cliff High believes that the people that that oppose us, the socialist communist Democrats, they're running out of tools in their tool bag, and they're desperate. And it appears to me also that they're doing desperate things. And as the old saying goes, desperate men do desperate things, don't they, Doctor?
Yeah, and I think it's taking place across the board, you know, whether you're talking about the insane woke movement and the Democratic Party that doesn't even show up. Imagine the nerve of them not even showing up for a hearing on the border crisis. Unbelievable. But, you know, it goes across the board. I mean, last night on Fox News with Tucker Carlson again, you have Lindsey Graham, you have the main Republican base supporting the degeneration of associations, Tom Cotton, with the Soviets. I mean, why prompt war? And isn't it interesting, you know, just so, oh, Joe, just so synchronous that the balloon popping that occurred and now the drone damage that occurred is all taking place at the same time. It's all like a screenplay. It's all unfolding by plot. And this is what's disgusting to me, that people don't see the bigger picture. Where's the plot going? Well, the end game. What's the end game? It's transhumanization of civilization, and it's complete control. And you want to call it communism? Sure, it's communist. You want to call it fascism? Absolutely. But it's totally controlling. And I think that that's where everyone in Congress certainly needs to be focused on right now, instead of this divisive business that's ongoing.
I agree, absolutely. And if you got a question or comment for Dr. Horowitz, this is your chance at 512-248-8252. I'll be addressing a women's Republican club in a month or two, and I want to begin with the hurdles that politically active people have to overcome. I'll begin with the following story. Robert Young, the actor, played a doctor in a TV series called Marcus Welby, M.D., one of the most popular TV shows ever broadcast. Now, the actor, pretending to be a doctor, got 200 to 300 letters a week asking for medical advice, Dr. Horowitz.
Yeah.
Now, almost half the population is illiterate, so the letters were drafted by people who were literate, which makes it even scarier. And that was half a century ago when that was taking place. And I doubt things have gotten any better. What do you think, Doctor?
No, I'm saddened by the fact that the vast majority of people are virtually blind. And this is why, when you examine the attitude of the global elite towards we the people, we're sheeple. It's sheep being marched to slaughter. That's what it is, and
well,
unfortunately, that's what people do.
My follow-up story, very dear friend of mine, graduate of 4-year brick-and-mortar college, now an online degree, Air Force veteran, father, husband, grandfather, owns a company with 7 to 8 full-time employees, author of a book published in his area of expertise, a bright guy, energetic, and hardworking. He did not know, Doctor, that there's a difference between a state senator and a United States senator.
Sad. Very
now, that's
sad.
Scary.
Yes,
now,
it is.
With somebody with that level of success and education in our society, which is there aren't many people who own a company with 8 or more employees full-time. That's a big payroll to meet every week. Very successful, very bright, well-educated. What does that say about the rest of these barefoot peasants out here?
Yeah, right. And what does it say about the miseducation and indoctrination of our children, mm-hmm. dumbing down creating virtual morons. I think I mentioned on your show a few weeks ago, I went to a McDonald's, and you know, I typically don't go to McDonald's, but I was shocked. I was looking for a little stimulant called caffeine, so because I was driving at night, so I go to McDonald's, and the guy there, I ask him for some napkins, please. He says, "How many napkins would you like?" I said, "Can you give me a dozen?" He scratched his head. He thought to himself, and then he responds, "Is that 10?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I just, like, this is where now, this is what we're witnessing. The degeneration of intelligence is just unfathomable.
It is. It is. Well, I donated blood at the local high school. That Red Cross donation thing a couple of, earlier this week, and at the little snack table, they have beverages and snacks. You know, after you get donate blood, there was a high school math teacher sitting there, and I said, "Do you know, young lady, that 30 schools in Baltimore have not a single student at math proficient at their grade level?" She didn't know that. How can that even be? 30 schools without a single student, not one out of 30 schools was math proficient at their grade level.
Yeah, and what kills me, absolutely kills me and kills civilization, is the real mathematics that the ancient mystery schoolers, the Pythagorean mystery school mathematicians, that should be taught to our children. Because those folks, we're talking about the Da Vincis, the real geniuses.
Right.
They knew the essence of mathematics was literally divine design, the basis of nature and the sacred geometry of everything, including carbon six. We the people, we are carbon six beings. Why six? Why not seven? Why not eight? Because that's the sacred geometry of divine frequencies. And these folks who held the greatest knowledge of all, they knew it. Now, why don't we teach our children that? Instead, we're dumbing down the population and diverting them into this woke culture, and it's disgusting.
Well, if you in a McDonald's restaurant that you wanted to get coffee, if you looked at the cash register, you wouldn't see numbers; you would see pictures. Did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that, but
no, they don't have numbers with dollar amounts; they have pictures.
Oh, man.
That's how you ring up the sale, is with the pictures, not with dollar amounts.
Yeah. Well, it's again, take a look at even the cell phones and the iPads and everything going online. They've had news segments recently about how many hours a day people, the young generations, are spending on TikTok and, you know, Facebook. I mean, it's like what I used to do when I was a third grader and I was literally failing. You know, it was a good thing my father pulled me aside and said, "If you don't get your act together and start to study, I'm going to send you off to military school." Well, that put the fright into me. Yeah, but I was watching 6 hours of television a day. I mean, I could tell you every Three Stooges segment probably on television.
Doctor, we've got a caller on hold here. We've got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John and Dr. Horowitz. So, Dr. Horowitz, you mentioned, first of all, John, I was going to ask you, what is Cliff High's website?
What is his website? I don't know.
Yeah, offhand. How do you listen to him?
Well, I subscribe to his things, and they just pop up automatically.
Okay. Well, the only thing I've got is my phone, but I was just curious if there's a way to be able to, you know, pull him up and listen to him. I haven't been able to do it. It comes when I punch his name in on the phone, it comes up with all these weird people that definitely ain't him. But so
his video presentations are published on BitChute, if that's any help. And it's Cliff_High at BitChute.
And you spell his last name how?
H-I-G-H. Cliff with one F. Cliff with one F.
Okay.
He has 73,000 subscribers.
All right. Excellent. So, Dr. Horowitz, my question to you is this. I was looking the other day on, it came up on Telegram, a list from DMED, I don't know who they are, of about, I don't know, must be 25 different diseases that are anywhere from 300%, 200 and some odd percent to 2,000% higher. So, and they go through the gamut. I mean, everything from every blood disease.
Hold that thought, Carl. We got a break. Hold that thought. We got a break, Carl. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. And we are back. Kyle, let's continue with your question or comment, sir.
I'll make it quick because I know it's last segment. So, Dr. Horowitz, out of all of these different things, and you mentioned the HIV AIDS component to this vaccine, and all of these different diseases, everything from the biggest ones were like nervous system disorders and hypertension and pulmonary embolism, different, and all of these different things. So does this vaccine, when you said it lowers the immune system, does it allow or does it create some of this stuff that would have happened maybe later on in life? Or is it something that it's actually creating to create this increase in these diseases?
Probably both, but more that it's intended to create the immune suppression and the autoimmune reactions. You see, the objective is to turn from a satanic as well as basic metabolic perspective and immunological perspective. I look at both. Turning a human being's immune system against the human being, that's literally satanic. That's precisely what these vaccinations do. The genetically engineered vaccines that alter the DNA expression. And I've always said on this show, and I conclude, DNA is an antenna to God. It receives sound and light signals. So when you are now causing this to be disrupted, and then the typical immune reactions to foreign bodies, foreign proteins from germs, what happens when you're injected with these foreign proteins and foreign genetic material, it wreaks havoc with your immune system, because what happens is it turns your immunity against you. It's called autoimmune diseases. There's about 100 different new autoimmune diseases that have come as a result directly of vaccinations that have been completely censored. What I'm telling you now is completely suppressed. Physicians don't even learn about it. They don't teach this in school. You got to go into the research in immunology to find it. The bottom line is, when you get injected, it forms what's called an antigenic complex. So you have your mRNA spike protein antigen combining with your own host cell proteins. Let's say that it lands, for example, in your joint of your hands. You know, so all of a sudden the joints in your hands start to get stiff. It's called chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis. That is a direct result of poisoning of the joint itself by the antigenic complex.
Wow. Well, all right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Kyle, thanks for calling. The top of our break. We'll continue after the break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.